In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jesus, amen.
that's good. Because I'm a little edgy. To lay his head. The students. Sleep. You get to sleep. People do Jesus. But he said, and Jesus had a very peculiar response, didn't he? But Jesus said, and maybe he has a better picture than I do. So maybe we should try to find him. Just get a sense of it. And I'm not quoting scripture in case you're wondering which translation I have. Priority of following Jesus. You see, the people in the story today following Jesus, which they claim they want to do, what was their first priority? Their first priority was perceived obligations to their faith, to their world, to their family, to have a place to sleep. These were not I will follow. But when we follow, right? When we follow, we see God in our life, and we discover God is good. You see the come to me. Come to me. What does it look like? What do you know what it looks like for you? Struggle. Children who are not children, which are all sitting in the back over there. We have to understand that sometimes the way Jesus loves, he reminds us how he is and what he can be like. To the world and come this way. And we're enticed. And we follow the world. And then we find ourselves at a soccer field on Sunday morning, knowing in our hearts we want to be worshiping our Lord in the body. We find ourselves laying in bed. Now, I haven't had this experience in obviously a very long time, because if I lay in bed and talk myself going to church, it gets a little weird. But and I remember the child pretending to sleep. My father would come in and flip. Go. Not that we have an option. Because I know the goodness of God. And it's distracting. I'm going to choose to follow. Because I know the outcome of following God. Listening to Jesus. Moving by the Spirit. And I want that. For me. For my family. For the world. It's choices and priorities. And that just to really come a little bit on edge. Jesus says this to the last the one that wanted to go home and say goodbye. And he said, to pray to all and to us today, Jesus said, to the place that is fit for the kingdom of God. Now, I'm in the field. What is a bicycle? Now, I need to know what's going on behind me. I ride a bicycle built for two, and I turn to the person, I lean to the I need you to look back. Do you see? And she keeps trying to look behind me because sometimes my little mirror can't see what's going on back there. But if she's not, where does the bike go? And Jesus says, look at the big picture, brothers and sisters. Follow me. I know you have a tea time. I know you want to get to the Cracker Barrel. I know you have a tournament or a tournament or whatever it may be. I know. Look at me. I come to church. Look at me. Jesus says, look at me. You've put your hand to the plow. We have put our hands to the plow. We see the goodness of doing his work, of working his field. Do not turn away. Amen.